I think it can give you an advantage in terms of what you can tell your players about his style. I don't think ultimately when we get out there, I think our guys are going to have to play against a really good football player, every play that he's on the field, or else he'll be very disruptive. But I think, the more familiar you are with the people on the other side, you can try to explain their style of play and maybe some tendencies that they have, or the way that you feel like you can be most successful against those guys, and hopefully that'll carry over for us on Sunday. I don't really know the whole situation, I know this. A really good football player came into our division, and we got to block him 2 times a year, So, I'm not really sure exactly how that all transpired, but I know this. He's in Oakland and playing really good football and excited to be there, and he's you can see how he's getting acclimated to their system. I couldn't speak to evaluating him before because obviously I didn't watch him a whole lot, when I was on New England's offensive side. But, I know what kind of player he was, and I know there's no drop-off. From a Pro Bowl caliber player, you don't see anything less than that now. And he's playing very good, and he's playing a lot of spots across the front, and has been very disruptive so far this season. It's both difficult and very impressive, because that's not just blocking one guy. There's protections where he's got to block blitzers. There's protections where he's got to block the end. There's different fronts. There's recognition of what they're trying to do to exploit whatever side of the line it is, and he's part of those five guys working together. And I think that's also a credit to the players that he's playing with. I don't think that's just an individual thing. I mean, people can say nobody's, had a sack on our left guard or our right tackle or our left tackle, but I think really and truly when you talk about no sacks, you're talking about guys working together because, in 18 games, I'm sure there's been a time where there's somebody got inside of him, but then Hamilton was there to clean something up, and I think that's just offensive line play. I think any offensive lineman would tell you that he can't do his job alone, and I'm sure Ryan would say the same thing. Hi. Yeah, hi. I mean, you have to, because obviously he's coming from at least the majority of the league's got right-handed quarterbacks, and, you got to protect that blind side. And, as games go, if you end up becoming more right-handed in formations, then he's got the open side more to him than the right tackle does. We don't really call our games any differently whatsoever. Here, we didn't really do it in New England. That position is a priority. I think tackle in general is a big priority because there's plenty of good pass rushers on our right side, too. It's not just solely on our left. Yeah, hope so. Yeah. Ryan does a really nice job of changing up his sets so that the pass rusher who's rushing against him 35, 40 times a game isn't getting the same thing. And when I say that, I mean, one time he'll be aggressive and try to get him early in the play. The next time he'll kind of wait and set back and let him try to go around the corner and just kind of meet him at the junction point, and ride him past the quarterback. He's a smart player. He understands kind of what the guy has seen from him already and then what he hasn't. And he mixes it up pretty well. And a lot of people would think, boy, how much can a left tackle mix up his protection? You can, and it's effective, and he's shown that already this season. It is. He does. Like I said, he's a very smart player, understands the game very well and understands what they're trying to do. He sees them try to change up what they're doing. So, to offset that and make that guy more uncomfortable who's rushing over him, he changes his sets and makes that guy play a few different ways, too.
Is that something Rico taught him?
I'm sure that you know that he's got a bunch of that from his coaching. You know, we got a great offensive line coach here. Ryan had good coaches before he got here, I'm sure, and you know he's aware and understands the game. I think that's a big part of it. But it's taking the coaching and then it's applying it. That's what he does. Cooper? Okay, yeah, good. He's feeling better and better every day, and I think he's probably as good as he's felt in a while now.
What are your feelings on this Bronco Raider rivalry? Are you trying to embrace it? Affect you at all? Do you feel it from the
I think everybody kind of knows it's a little bit of a different feeling this week. It's a division game. It's the Raiders. It is a rivalry. We do have a lot of new players here and a lot of new coaches that if they haven't experienced it, you know, firsthand, I think that we're all going to see it and feel it even more so on Sunday, you know. But you can tell a difference in the hallways. You can tell a difference in the meeting room. We know we're not supposed to like them. We know they don't like us, and that's just part of this game. And we're embracing that, and we're looking forward to the challenge. It'll be a great atmosphere on Sunday, and we can't wait to get started in a division, most importantly.
How do you believe keep stuff like this alive? And obviously, you're a part of the Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the fact that your familiarity, what's the phrase? Familiarity breeds contempt. I think that's really kind of what it is. That's the kind of difference, I think, for some of our players here, because I don't think some of our players are as quite as familiar with their team as we've been with other teams, you know, in our divisions that we've come from. So we'll get familiar with them, and I'm sure that'll breed the contempt that everybody loves. So I think the familiarity and the fact that you play them twice a year, you know, and you know each other so well, you know, like the back of your hand sometimes, that the games never really get too far away from each other, and they're always competitive and tight. And I think that that's what division games really bring to this league, and that's why it's great. What's that?
No,
I'm safe from that. Good to go? All righty. Thanks, guys.